North Star Geography. Lesson 6. The Lithosphere. For centuries, people have been asking, what is the Earth made of? What are the mountains made of? What are rocks made of? While scientists are always trying to discern smaller and smaller particles, we do know that about 80 stable, naturally occurring elements are found on Earth. These elements are the building blocks for all matter on the planet. There are more elements, but many of them are either man-made or radioactive and eventually disintegrate. When elements combine, they form chemical compounds like water, oxygen plus hydrogen, or salt, sodium plus chlorine. Sometimes, native elements, which are elements that are not combined in a compound, can be found in nature, like gold, iron, silver, sulfur, copper, or tin. When a chemical compound or native element is found in a solid, usually crystalline form, it can be called a mineral. Rocks and minerals. A mineral is a solid material made of chemicals, formed through natural geological processes. Whether the mineral is made of a single element, like gold or iron, or a compound of several elements, like quartz or alabaster, all minerals have a very specific chemical composition. Because of this, a mineral's properties are regular, meaning that alabaster mined in Sicily has the same hardness, density, and other properties as alabaster mined in Colorado. Mineralogy is the study of minerals, which is a huge field unto itself. A rock is a composite of multiple minerals and often other substances too. Rocks do not necessarily have consistent properties like minerals do, but they can be categorized into three broad families: igneous, metamorphic, and sedimentary. Igneous rocks are volcanic rocks made from magma. Intrusive rocks, such as granite, are formed when liquid magma from the asthenosphere cools in underground crevices, usually after a volcanic eruption. Pumice is an extrusive rock, which cools in the air after an eruption. It is filled with many pockets of air and is so light that it can float. Obsidian is another extrusive rock, formed when magma cools after contacting a cool body of water, like a river or lake. Metamorphic rocks are composites of other rocks and minerals that have been heated underground or pressured with such force that they have changed form. Under the surface of the Earth, these rocks are subjected to the heat of magma below and the weight of rock layers on top so that they break down and reform. It's like baking cookies. You throw in flour, sugar, eggs, oil, etc., and heat them until the final product looks nothing like its component parts, or in this case, slate. Sedimentary rocks are formed when igneous and metamorphic rocks are eroded over time into tiny particles called sediment, like sand. As sediment piles upon sediment, it forms layers. Eventually, the bottom layer has so much weight and pressure on top of it that it hardens back into rock. Sedimentary rock layers can be very beautiful, but they are also useful in analyzing the geological history of an area. For example, shale is made from mixed particles of mud, clay, quartz, and other eroded rocks. Gems, metals, and ore. Throughout history, different rocks have been used for a variety of purposes. Some rocks work well for building, like limestone, slate, or granite. Others are great for carving and making sculptures, like marble, granite, or soapstone. Some are natural magnets, like lodestones, handy if you need to make a compass on the fly. Some minerals are particularly prized for their beauty or rarity. Gold and silver are two minerals that have been used as currency for ages. Some minerals are used for decorative purposes or jewelry. These are called gemstones or jewels. Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds are four of the most popular gemstones. Some gemstones are not technically minerals. Pearl, for instance, is not a geological mineral. It is made organically by mollusks. Likewise, amber is crystallized tree sap, not a geological mineral. Most gemstones have to be cut and polished for commercial use. Gemology is the branch of science that deals with identifying and evaluating gemstones. A metal, is an element or mineral that conducts electricity. Iron, nickel, silver, copper, and tin are examples of metals. Metals themselves are often brittle, easily corroded, and not very useful in and of themselves. However, when metals are combined with other elements into an alloy, these weaknesses can be overcome. Iron alloys are the most common. They include everyday materials like steel, cast iron, and stainless steel. Bronze is another common alloy made from copper and tin. Metallurgy is the study of metals and alloys. Metals and gemstones are often found in combination with other minerals. A rock that contains useful or desirable minerals mixed with unwanted materials is called ore. An ore has to be refined in order to separate the useful materials from the rest. The unwanted leftovers are called gang. The rock cycle, tectonics, and erosion. You may have heard of the water cycle, but did you know that there's also a rock cycle? The rocks we see today haven't always been in the same spot. As far as we can tell, rocks go through a pretty incredible journey. The journey starts in the asthenosphere, where liquid magma flows on convection currents, as we studied in Lesson 4. As hot, liquid rocks rise to the top, they sometimes find weak spots in the lithosphere, tectonic plates, and push up towards the crust. Eventually, the magma cools and becomes igneous rocks. While extrusive igneous rocks are ejected violently from the ground in volcanic eruptions, intrusive rocks are pushed up slowly as the plates continue to shift. Once a rock hits the surface, usually as part of a mountain range, it is suddenly exposed to wind, rain, and snow. Even rocks, solid as they seem, disintegrate after long periods of being buffeted by the weather. This weathering, or erosion, breaks down the rocks into tiny pieces. Wind, rain, rivers, and glaciers eventually carry these pieces away from the mountains and eventually into the sea. All the tiny particles are called sediment. As sediment builds, it compacts and cements itself together, forming sedimentary rocks. These layers of rocks often form where two tectonic plates meet. As one plate is pushed under the other during subduction, the sedimentary rock feels the heat from below and the pressure from above. These forces of heat and pressure transform the sediment into metamorphic rocks. As these rocks are pushed even further towards the asthenosphere, they may melt completely, once again becoming magma. From here, the process restarts. As you can see, this is a circular cycle, relying on tectonics to lift rocks up to the surface and erosion to bring them back down. Collectively, all the rocks on Earth, including tectonic plates and the layers of the mantle and core, are called the lithosphere. It's one of the four spheres of physical geography, and it is quite literally foundational to our understanding of the Earth.